probably a lot of people are on it, maybe.
It's a lot of people online, I guess, is probably a good explanation. Some of the software that I've been using has been very unstable. It's been kind of crazy, you know. I mean, it makes it very difficult to get some things done if you're used to working on them. But anyway, with that said, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And our trusted producer, all-around great gal, Sue, is here today.
We got Sue this morning.
Good morning.
You're listening to 1460, and now we're on FM at 96.5. You can go to KCNR1460.com and, you know, get on the chat room there and see what's going on. Call in 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcasted and archived as well. And you can go to Facebook or Twitter or wherever you want to go to get onto my accounts. There's several of them. Interestingly enough, it seems like you have to have a lot of accounts these days just to stay on the social medium. That's crazy. But even then. So, I mean, I think it's really much, pretty much official, like I said for weeks, that the world's completely gone bonkers. And it's going to get more bonkers before this is over. There's no question about it. And, you know, we're treading into the twilight zone a little bit here, guys. We need to understand what's going on, because this, this experiment in self, government requires education. And if you don't know what's going on and you're too busy playing, I don't know, Dragon Ball Z or something on your cell phone.
What is that?
I'm not even really sure, because my kids are playing it. You know, it's like, we're playing Dragon Ball Z. What's that? I don't know. It's like, yeah. It was a cartoon when I was a kid, and now I guess it's morphed into a game. But what hasn't morphed into a game? Because what do they want to do with our kids? They want them occupied doing nothing and learning nothing and being.
And that's what they're doing.
Turning into various forms of cabbage.
Sounds like public school.
Well, there's.
It just sounds like their life in general.
They're babysitters. They're babysitters too.
Yeah,
right. And so
they're plugged in.
But there's no school anymore, so we've got it 24/7. You know, so you know, the new wave of electronics and social media and computer cyberspace land. Wow, it's a whole different world than when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, but at the same time, it's very hard to know what is the good information, the truthful information sometimes, and what isn't. And what it takes some of us to educate the people.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that's kind of the thing, like with Mark, you had made a statement.
Well, I was going to introduce you first.
Oh, were you?
I was going to make sure that you guys knew that you were still in the studio.
Am I? What day is it? February 29th?
It is.
We have holdovers from the Jefferson State of Mind with us today, just in case you wanted to know. We still have Terry Raposa here and with us, and Rich
Gallardo. Yeah, they tried to kick me out. I wouldn't go.
Yeah, Gallardo. I was going to
say. That's not true. We made you stay.
Just seeing who's listening.
We're having a t-shirt contest right now. It's not a wet t-shirt contest.
Thank God.
We've got CNN fake news. We've got the Second Amendment over here. Which is on your shirt?
I got Lavoie.
Lavoie Finnegan, for Lavoie on the back. And I got a big Q that says, where we go one, we go all.
We got a big Q on.
Oh, and we have State of Jefferson. When is holding over without a mic?
And Sue, what do you have on in there?
I'm sorry. I've got Jimmy on the line. That's, you know me.
You're wearing Jimmy.
That'd be good.
We thought maybe you had something on your t-shirt in there as well.
She starts doing a seductive dance in the window over there. I'm calling foul. Oh, boy, another day. So with that said, I know we got Jimmy on the line. Do you want to go to Jimmy first, or do you want to ask a question?
I think going to Jimmy first, only because he may bring up what we wanted you to clarify as far as the Constitution and the state Constitution.
Supremacy Clause.
Yes, sir. Okay, so, Jimmy.
Good morning, Jimmy.
No, I'm sorry to let you down, Terry, but I am not calling about that.
Oh, boy.
Am I fired?
Are you selling raffle tickets?
Yeah.
No. No, I just wanted to give a quick shout out.
Do you have silver?
You guys ever heard of Event 201?
Yes.
Event 201.
Okay, you guys might want to check that out, and the callers out there. They have a video on YouTube back in October 2019. John Hopkins Center for Health Security hosted a pandemic.
I didn't know the name of the number.
Called Event 201. So I think people have seen this coming, and some people dropped the ball. But anyways, That's all I wanted to know. Rich, you're doing a great job out there. I love your stuff. Okay, guys, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Jimmy.
All right, thanks for calling in, Jimmy.
So can I intercede? That was a worldwide pandemic exercise.
Sort of like war games. It was sort of a mock-up to see what would happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hosted by Bill Gates.
I was going to say, Bill was
Melinda
Gates.
I did hear about this. I didn't know it was Event 201, though. But anything that Bill Gates does is suspicious to me anyway.
You think?
Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah,
let's go back to this other stuff after we get through this.
Yeah, because I really want to have you explain this to the folks. What we were talking about in the program prior is the position of the Attorney General in the state of California as being the supreme law officer. And the sheriff has taken a constitutional oath to the United States Constitution and the state Constitution. The United States Constitution, when he's taken that oath, there shouldn't be any violations by anybody. He should be able to intercede between the government and his constituents and be able to intercede in there to follow the Constitution of the United States. But as Mark pointed out, it's not that simple to say that California recognizes the United States Constitution as the supreme law of the land. We have to take it in a way to, what exactly is the explanation of all that?
Well, it's not as cut and dried as,
right,
oh, gee, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. This comes from the Supremacy Clause, and what it is that it's the supreme law of the land as long as it is only, using the power that it has, the enumerated powers. And so you can't, and those powers were delegated to it by the states and the people respectively. If otherwise, why would we have a 10th Amendment? So the powers were given to the federal government in a contract where the states actually created the federal government and agreed to this contract so that the federal government would have purview over these particular things. You know, the rights, the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments and all of that. So the states can't take that power back from them without an amendment to the Constitution.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you'd have to have a convention of states or however you're going to change it.
Right.
But at the same time, the states have a responsibility to not trample on the Constitution and the rights that are contained there in the Constitution. So this is not as cut and dried as we'd like. But the power comes from us, the people, ultimately.
Okay, so my question is, in what you just said, because this is what we were talking about. I don't know if you heard it all on your way in.
Right.
Maybe
I
not.
I heard most of it, I think.
Okay, because, in fact, we have given and empowered the federal government through the Constitution of the United States, and it's been agreed upon, at least by the state of California.
Correct.
Because they're agreeing that the Constitution of the United States is
the law of the land.
The law of the land.
Absolutely.
So the power of naturalization is the under the jurisdiction of the federal government.
That is correct.
Okay, so that's what we were talking about. And Title 8, Code Section 1324, is the United States Code, which is a law that states that you cannot harbor or shield an illegal alien, which
absolutely
is exactly
correct.
What the sanctuary cities are doing. So I'm trying to figure out, so that's one law that's broken.
I agree with that.
Okay, then the other thing that's been trampled on is the fact that there in Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, it discusses how there can't be any kind of, in the United States Constitution, there can't be any kind of treaty or agreement with another state without the approval of Congress.
Right.
So
in that same amendment, it also talks about contract law.
You mean that same article?
I mean that same article.
So, yes, it does. So let me just finish my thought so you can answer this. Okay, so the deal is that when Brown and Brown got together in Oregon, right, and in California, and they decided to make an agreement on the Klamath Dams, and when Brown went to China, and he signed a treaty, and when Newsom went to Quebec, and he signed a treaty, isn't that the breaking
completely,
of the constitution?
Absolutely.
So what's the consequences?
Well, at this point, I don't see any happening unless the attorney general does something.
What could be the consequences?
Well, I think that they could be charged criminally, quite frankly, if somebody would have the Quillones to stand up and do it. And that's what needs to happen.
Where would that have to
well,
come
that
from,
would,
sir?
Well, the Attorney General of the United States would have to be where it would have to come from. You know, and, you know, we've got new blood in the chat room saying the Constitution is only a mutual defense alliance in a free trade zone. Nothing more. That's completely incorrect. It's a lot more than that. The right to contract is in that particular
yes,
part
it
of
is.
The Constitution as well. Have they abridged the right to contract? Does it say anywhere in the Constitution that they have the ability to regulate abortions, for example? So what you've got is you've got the government at every level usurping power that it wasn't delegated or enumerated to have. Now, so they're completely out of control. The check and balance in this is us. You know, at the bottom, we're responsible for this whole thing to begin with, because if they do something that's illegal, we the people are the final check. That's why it says left up to the states and the people respectively. If our state government is out of control, then we have to do something to get it under control, whether it's through the voting. You know, ultimately, even if it's a revolt, Jefferson said, you know, the tree of liberty needs to be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and saints. And treasonous guys too, and I'm paraphrasing.
Okay, so
with that said, where I was coming in on this was on the ability to control the people. Okay, when I was listening, you were talking about, you know, the sheriff coming in or the police coming in and talking about, you know, seizing people's property or their persons or papers and possessions. That is a legal thing to do constitutionally if they are protecting the public at large. That is delegated to them so that people – you can't have Typhoid Mary running around infecting the whole country and killing everyone.
Okay. If it's okay. Legit –
That's a legitimate reason.
Where in the U.S. Constitution is that delegated to the states? Is that just
no? It doesn't have to.
Is that just the other powers?
It doesn't. That's right. Anything that's not delegated to the federal government is in the purview of the states. Period.
Okay.
Right. And we the people, respectively.
Right. Okay, I have a counter to that.
So, but let me go on.
Sure.
Okay. Only if that's to preserve the welfare of the public in general. In other words, if you got Typhoid Mary running around, you got to put a stop to her. Okay, but it has to be done for the benefit of the people to preserve their life, liberty, and their property, not to take their life, liberty,
okay.
and property.
Who has the jurisdiction over that?
Well, the states and the people.
But wait, because the people. What if the people didn't want that? I hear what you're saying, but the point is that. Who actually holds the jurisdiction on making the decision on Typhoid Mary?
The person, the health department, or the government, or whoever's in charge there.
Okay.
And our responsibility is to make sure that they're acting in good faith,
okay.
preserving our rights and the Constitution in the process.
Okay. So, at what point does the freedom of association, freedom of assembly, these lockdowns? At what point do those get triggered?
Well, if there is a pandemic, and if it is shown that it's going to protect the citizenry from, you know, the black plague killing everybody,
yeah.
then they have to do that, okay? But only if that's true. What we're running into right now, and the reason we're even having this conversation is we don't trust the government at every level anymore.
Well, because that was my point, because the people making that decision could use that decision, because they're not elected officials.
Right.
They could use that decision based upon for their own purpose. And their own purpose,
well,
and their own power.
That's when they're no longer constitutionally operating for
yeah.
our benefit.
So there's 4 cases in Shasta County out of 180,000 population. Does that sound
well,
like we need a countywide
well,
order and edict?
I agree with you, okay? But it's still in their wheelhouse to do that if it's being done properly. Okay, and that's what you got to understand. See, because they're supposed to be protecting us from this stuff. That's their job. But at the same time, we're getting so much disinformation and so many things that are going on that there's a lot of speculation and a lot of hard evidence to show that this has been not trumped up, for lack of a better word. This is to show that this has been a little bit of a canard in their application of these laws with regards
to
the severity of what we're talking about with this pandemic.
Yeah, so far there's California documents that show California admits this virus has been around since December. I think we're going to likely find out eventually that it's been around longer, but since December, we'll go with that. Well, this particular strain has been around since December, so 4 months it's been around. We have approximately 2,000 deaths United States.
Let me throw something on that. Hold your thought.
Sure.
The world economy started going under about September, October, curiously enough. Okay. And that's what I'm saying is that, you know, they had to have, you know, what's the big Democratic thing where they, you know,
crisis go to waste?
Don't let a good crisis go to waste. Yep. So I'm saying they're using this and they're magnifying the severity of it because they know that there's a worldwide economic problem that's being, you know, that's all over the world. It's a banking problem. This is what happened to 08. They never fixed it. And it's really easy to prove that this was happening in September, October, November with the overnight repo and the bailouts. And, you know, they're putting $100 billion.
She's going to make us go to a break. Stay tuned. On the other side of this break, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with a car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I thought I saw a man brought to life. He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Where were we? We had a pretty lively discussion going over on the.
We were on the. We were basically you know, talking about this coronavirus. The not that it isn't real. Of course, it's real, but
the media
and the way that people are reacting to it. For example, what is an essential business?
Right.
Okay, and
who's determining that?
And you did read what Ready the RPD put up.
I did read, and I want to go over it. I want to kind of save that a little bit for what we're doing and going into. And I just kind of want to establish the fact of the media. Let's start there, and then we can kind of work our way through this progressively. Does anybody trust the media anymore out there?
No.
That has a freaking ounce of sense?
No.
That has two neurons to click together to get a spark. I mean, no. So now they're driving this thing into the ground. I mean, I watched a Project Veritas video this morning where they went into a couple hospitals in New York, and they're telling them that even if you say that you have symptoms that are traveled, they're not even going to test you.
What?
Yeah.
Serious?
Seriously. Yeah, well, go look at it.
So it's so bad. But we're not going to test you, and you just go away and go down the street.
They want you to go home and self-medicate and self-isolation and all that stuff. So the question is, do we trust the media to report the facts at this point?
No,
because they've been lying to us for forever. So then you have to ask yourself the question, why would they lie about this?
Well, there's also another psychological aspect to the over-reporting.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Omission is a lie, and a half truth is a lie, and taking the facts and twisting them into another narrative that's not true is a lie. So you can, I mean, that's
how
basic.
How far can we push you?
Well, the devil always tells half truths, doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know, we've been talking about the overreach of government and the news media and that, but you know, in the Ninth Amendment, and this is something I want to run by you, Mark, and see what you think. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed or deny or disparage others retained by the people. In other words, if you can't skew the rights of the people. And so I want you to kind of elaborate a little bit on that, because I see a parallel between what's going on with the government and their violation of the Ninth Amendment.
Well, what they're doing is they're using this, in my opinion, pandemic to shut down commerce, to have a much bigger footprint on an economic impact than would normally happen with a flu virus that was needed to play out like the H1N1 virus. So what they're doing is this is as they usually do, a test run to see what they can get away with.
Yeah, that's absolutely. That's a really good point, Mark. A test run to see how much we could take.
What we will take and see how far this will go.
How far can they push up?
And anything Trump does, he's the devil. I mean, you got Mexico and Canada closing their borders, and that's good to protect their people. When Trump closed the border, he's the devil. So the media is completely biased, and they are not telling the truth about pretty much anything at this point. So then you got to go back to the question, why? Now, what we don't want to do is let our own biases against the government not see valid things that are happening as well. In other words, do these local officials have an obligation to protect the people in the county and the country and the state? Sure, but only if it's genuinely done for their benefit.
So how does that play in with self-governance and self-reliance?
Well, that is how it plays in it, is that you need to be self-reliant and you need to be educated and you need to control your government officials and make sure people are in there that are acting in your best interest. This experiment of self-government has gotten so out of control in California especially and they've skewed it and they've cheated and they've lied and they've manufactured votes to control the state.
That's been the whole key about what we've talked about for probably the last month and what we've been talking about all morning. That is, what can we do about controlling the government? Okay,
right.
That's the problem.
Right.
We don't control the government. They've committed felonies. They've broken their oaths to the Constitution.
Yes.
And they've done all this stuff. So, in essence, it's good to be educated that we know that, but what's our What's our remedy?
Well, there's several remedies. I mean, the state of Jefferson would be a huge remedy, okay? An educated public that would, vote people in or get control of the voting so that we're not, losing at the ballot box.
Well, you have to have adequate representation for that.
Well, that's true. Okay, so a jury box would be another remedy. In other words, if you decide that you're going to, tell the PD to go to hell on your business, that you're not going to shut it down, and they cite you or arrest you, I would hope that an informed public would say, hey, wait a minute, the guy's just trying to make a living. And invalidate that rule at the jury box. That would be another way.
Well, we have had the grand jury. It is
nullification.
Thank you. But we've had the grand jury go after the county and rule one way and give their opinion one way, and go after the city and give their opinion one way, and neither one of those bodies of government complied with what the grand jury said.
Well, and then what we were told by a grand jurist when we talked to him was to put pressure on the Board of Supervisors to do their job, because they're the ones that are supposed to be filing the charges. Because evidently we've got nobody with cojones in the district attorney's office that wants to go up against the good old boy club, and that's the problem too. We've got to get rid of these guys at the local level and get some guys in there that want to follow the Constitution. And we were supposed to have some of the grand jury guys, and we probably get them to come back at some point.
They were supposed to be in today, but unfortunately that didn't happen.
Because who's in charge of the DAs and sheriffs?
Well, the Board of Supervisors.
No, the Attorney General.
No, the Attorney
That's
General.
Where
he's going. We covered that already in the previous program. Do we trust our state Attorney General?
No.
Thank you.
No, because he's basically a dyed-in-the-wool communist, and so is our government, our governor, and so is our attorney general. And then what is Kamala Harris up there? What is she?
She's a senator.
She's a senator. Okay, so we've got – we're batting 1,000 so far.
Okay. So can't the sheriffs take back their power and go above the attorney general?
No.
Why not?
Because
we would have to reverse the state law, the constitution, right. The state constitutional amendment that was created.
And apparently the state, because that's not enumerated in the Constitution, the state has a right to do that.
Or you have enough people stand up and say, we're not going to comply.
Thank you.
That's the ultimate check and balance.
Yeah.
Because our whole experiment in self-government is about checks and balances. All right. I mean, that's why you have three branches of government at the federal level. You know, that's why you have, you're supposed to have a representative in each county. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to have equal representation across the board, not the big cities. And so the experiment in self-government has gone awry because an uninformed public let this slip out of our hands and into the hands of the big government, which has been historically the thing that has been going on for thousands and thousands of years.
Well, the key is we have it in the California Constitution, Article 18, Clause 3, Section 3, that states that we can change the Constitution through initiative. Okay, now good, bad, or indifferent, whether you like that or don't like that, whatever the case may be, that would be one way that wouldn't be civil disobedience. But the problem we have, again, folks, is that when we do something like that, and we vote against a law or we vote something down, the state does what they want to do. Is that liberty? That's totalitarianism. I don't know how else to put it.
I know I'm in agreement with you. What I'm saying is that we have to have enough people and public opinion to change this. And I guess we got to go to a break here.
Yeah, we do. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yeah, Jimmy, you can call back if you want.
Well, you hope the road you follow will lead you to the sea, and you hope the time allows you to start living free. But when the world is busy and the way is hard to see, when tomorrow comes, will you remember?
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
It's a Beatles day. It's a red day.
It is.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Great song, man.
Yeah. I try to make this so that it kind of is uplifting and you get something out of it just besides, the doom and gloom report, you know. And the music does it for me. You know, it really does. And I hope it does it for a few people out there. Jimmy wanted to know who the last one was. And that's Hot Tuna, Corners Without Exits. And, I try to put messages in these songs as well and make it entertaining. So if nothing else, we can dance around the studio while Rome burns, you know. I mean,
folks, that is a sight you don't want to see.
Just be happy. Yeah. Yes, it goes on.
That's right. Cassidy and I can't remember how to pronounce the other guy's name. Hot Tuna Yorma something.
I found something out during the break, folks. The reason the musical breaks are so long, when you have five people in here, there's only one bathroom.
That wasn't exactly what I had in mind.
Yeah.
A little levity.
He's learning.
During the break, we were talking about the sheriffs.
Yes.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And the state, California state, being out of control. We know that. But I guess what I wanted to go over was letting people know that California is one of the few states that the sheriff isn't the power of the state. I mean, like the attorney general. They oversee the sheriff here. Most states, it doesn't work that way. No, the sheriff tells the attorney general.
They have jurisdiction. They have jurisdiction over the sheriff here. See, they don't have jurisdiction over the sheriff in other counties. In other words, the sheriff is the top.
That's what I'm saying. The top law enforcement person, and they can tell the
Sure.
No. Never.
So California has been slowly but incrementally playing the communist playbook, you know, two steps forward, one step back, mm-hmm. two steps forward, one step back. Mm-hmm. You know, that's just one of the incremental, you know, evisceration of our rights that these guys have been pulling on us for quite some time. And that's why the first step is an informed public. We can't form a new state unless we have enough people out there going, we need to form a new state. We can't do jury nullification unless you got enough informed people to go in there and sit in the jury box.
Also participatory public.
Well, that is where I'm going, is what did the founders say? If you can keep the republic, you know, that was Franklin coming out of the convention. Because in order to keep this, you know, experiment in self-government, you have to be a part of it. You have to participate. You can't, you know, I've talked to so many young people that go, oh, I don't like politics, I don't get involved.
Yeah.
You're a moron. You're a freaking moron. You're going to be ruled by people who are going to shear you like sheep. And that's what they're doing. You know, if you go back to Buckminster Fuller's book called The Grunch of Giants, I highly suggest you read it. This guy is so brilliant that you won't even know what he's talking about for the first few chapters. But what he's talking about, Grunch, stands for the Great Universal Cash Heist. And he's talking about the fact that there's a group or a cabal or a deep state, whatever you want to call them, on a worldwide basis that's shearing us like sheep and treating us like cattle at every level. And if you don't think that that's true, then you're not informed, because it's so true and it's so in your face, they don't even hide it anymore. So, with that said,
well, what was it that Franklin said? If you're willing to give up your liberty for temporary
security,
then you deserve neither and will lose both. And so I think that's the whole key right there. You know, a lot of it falls back to Mark, and you've been really good on this. When we talk about, because every time you ever get an email from Mark or you ever see something on Facebook, he always puts a quote on there, usually from one of the founders, which is really neat.
Okay, I got the chat room saying stop screaming. I'm sorry, I'll back down a little bit off the mic.
But anyway, so the thing is that with that, it's the kind of thing where I think that the real truth of what's happened, as far as the teaching of the Constitution, who our founders were, has been a lie. It's been something that's been chopped up. People are misinformed about that. But I mean, there's just so many great there's so many great quotes, so many great things that this country's about, and people are just worried about their own little security. I mean,
well, we've been kind of led down the path of slaughter, of self-indulgement and immorality.
Agreed.
And that's the whole point of debasing a public's morality, is because people who have no morals are easily controlled. And that's the whole point. That's why it said in God we trust. It didn't say in government we trust, or Baal we trust, or the bank we trust. It said in God we trust, because there's a moral tendency that you have to adhere to, you know, love thy neighbor as thyself. It's a pretty big one. In other words, you don't go around cheating, stealing, taking things from other people, you know, shearing them like sheep, unlike our government that has a habit of doing this since the beginning of government started. You know, ever since it started, you go all the way back. Who's been taking your property? Who taxes you? Who sends you to war? Who puts you in jail? It's not your neighbor.
Well, you know, you made such a good point before, too, when we talked about the Constitution, and there's enumerated things in there that is the responsibility of the federal government, which we as states gave them. The rest of it's up to the states. And that was such a great point, because that's in essence what's happened here in California. We can talk about everything that's going on federally, and that's important.
Right.
We need to know that. But really, it's the state of California
and the people.
And we've got to stand up. And again, we've talked about the state of Jefferson. We've talked about that. What is somebody else have another other than a smaller state?
It's all related to the same thing. And I don't remember who said it was that the Constitution was designed only for a moral people and would be totally inadequate
and virtuous
for anybody else. And that's what we've lost, and that's why we're failing, and that's what we have to reinstill in our youth and the people that are coming up into power, is that you don't have to be a godly man to believe in those tenets of virtue. Okay, but without them, you have chaos and you have what we have now. So it's ultimately up to the people to maintain this set of rules, and that's why they they want to get rid of the morality, and how do they get, and they want to get rid of the teaching of the most brilliant people that ever invented a government in the history of the earth,
yeah,
as far as keeping people free. But the responsibility of the population was to be informed and moral. And we've lost that, and that's why we're here. So we need to get that back, and the only way we can get that back is by going back and re-examining all of these things so that people understand why they're there. The government, the media, the powers that be, the grunch, if you will, want you to think the founding fathers were not a bunch of rabble slave owners, so that they can discredit the tenets that they were putting into place at that point. I guess we got to go to a break.
Okay. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is LA. All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. There's a man next to me out of nowhere. Apropos of nothing. He says his name.
Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Good.
Yes.
Anybody want to name that tune?
People, get ready.
Good job. Who's playing?
Should be the Chamber Brothers, but
nope.
I
know you know this.
I know who it is.
I hadn't seen this forever. Rod Stewart.
Yes, thank you. All I could think of was You Got Legs.
But he didn't do it originally. The Chamber Brothers.
You're right.
Who's
playing the guitar?
Peter Frampton.
Eric Clapton.
Close.
Oh, okay. Not Eric. 10 years after. No.
Starts with a J?
Yeah.
Joe Walsh.
Nope.
No.
Jeff Beck.
Jeff Beck, 10 years after. Yeah. He started 10 years after. I just forgot his name, yeah.
We were all over.
Was that a good piece of music or what?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
it's a great piece of music.
Great piece of music.
Sally, honey, put that on our list.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
People
Get
Ready by Rod Stewart.
Yeah, well, it's Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck, but yeah, they're not the originals, but that was the best version that I found that I liked.
Nice.
Anyway, with that said, getting back out of the music, let's talk about the,
do we want to go to our caller?
We've got Mark on the line. I thought she just had Mark on the board because she liked
me. Yeah, that's it. No, we've got Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. I wanted to make a comment. You know, it took them several generations to remove the morality out of our schools. We were talking about the moral fabric of our nation and and how our Constitution and our system of government doesn't work without morals. So they've taken generations to remove Christ and God out of our churches. I mean, out of our schools.
Yeah.
Yeah, our churches, too, in some cases.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we allowed
it. We're sitting here in a situation where trying to fight that back. And, you know, the one thing I would encourage everybody to do while they're sitting at home with their kids, and all these parents were always sitting there going, I cannot do this with my kids. I cannot. I would encourage them to now rethink homeschooling.
Well, they're rethinking it right now, whether they like it or not.
that's my whole point, because all these parents didn't think they could actually handle their kids. Now they're being forced to. And when I mean homeschooling, I don't mean charter school either, because charter school is nothing more than public school at home. Correct. And they...
I will disagree a little bit with that, and we have our kids in charter school, and the reason I will disagree a little bit with that, you're right in the essence of it, I agree with you, but I think that the charter schools do a little better job of actually getting, you know, the education into the kids.
The proper education?
Well, I'm not saying proper, I'm saying they do a little better job with, you know, reading and science and technology and math. You know, they don't
I'm not going to disagree with that portion of it, but the morality and the God. Now, what people don't realize is that the state of California has passed laws. See, all these charter schools popped up, and they gave them great latitude on what to allow the parents to pretty much teach what they want.
Right.
So now they've gotten roughly 20% of the California population doing charter schools. Well, now the state and the governor have passed laws that they're now going to be able to come in and tighten up and force parents to remove any Christian based.
Well, that's the essence of, and I agree with you, that's what they want to try to do, but it's easy to combat that because you just don't comply with what they're saying. But they do want to force the curriculum in all the schools, you know, of the, you know, they got the two same-sex bunnies and, you know,
the
sex education. So, you're absolutely spot on. I totally agree.
So they're going to make these charter schools now force the parents to comply.
You either
don't comply, and they can actually, part of the language that they have now passed is they can actually retroactively go back, look at what has been allowed to be taught, and...
Well, here's where I disagree with your assumption. You're right with what you're saying in its essence, but what I'm saying is I don't have to comply no matter what they tell me. And they can't make me comply, and more parents need to take that adaptive, civil disobedience because, you know, just because they pass a law doesn't mean that you have to follow it. Now, is there consequences of that? Possibly, but you know, enough people stand up and say we're not doing it. Guess what? The law is now been nullified by default because nobody's going to follow it no matter matter what they do. And that's where we have to go. That's why it's a public educational thing.
I just want to say, so in the circumstances that we're in with schooling, wonder if people didn't put their kids back into school, into the public school, and they did more of a homeschooling group thing and kept the government out. Then what are they going
to
do?
They can, and there's no reason to use a charter school.
No, I
been homeschooling.
Well, or public school for that matter. I mean, public school.
That's what I'm saying. The parents actually doing the educating of their kids. What would happen if they don't send them to school?
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. A lot of parents are working, both of them.
Right.
And they don't have the time or the
ability. But if you do a network, you're missing what I'm saying.
I'm not missing what you're saying. I'm saying that's where the parents have to get involved.
Right.
And talk to and take them, get teachers that believe in what you believe to teach your kids. And there's some schools out there that do. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you firsthand, my wife and I have been walking about a mile, mile and a half every day, and 2 miles. And anyway, we were out walking in our neighborhood, and we were walking around our neighborhood, and there was a gal out there with her 2 sons, and she was walking around with them, and they were on their bicycles, and she said, "This is our PE time."
Right.
And she was doing that, and but again, as Mark just stated, that's a good point, because a lot of families, both the spouses work. I mean, that's a challenge. If you have them both working, you know, where do you put the kids? And as Linda was saying, which makes a good point, maybe you have moms rotate or dads rotate.
I homeschooled my youngest son, and that's the way we did it in Colorado, was if I was a parent or there was somebody, like Mark said, a good teacher of math, Wednesday, everybody went to Mark's house and got taught math.
Here's
Thursday, you went over to Susie's for P.E. Then you went over
the co-op.
Here's another thing that needs to be considered. Hold on a second, Mark. Hold on a second, Mark. Mark, hold on just a second. Hold on just a second, Mark, and then I'll let you finish it out. What I need people to understand as well is that's a good fix for some people, but will not be fixed for other people because of circumstances. So what I'm trying to say is, if you want this to change, you need to get involved in your school, in your school board.
Yeah.
You need to put pressure on the administrative officials. There's the Pacific Justice Foundation, the attorneys that are down there in the South that will help you combat those things. I've found from just talking to some of these guys that are teaching the kids that they're on the same wavelength that we are too.
Yeah,
they
a
don't
lot
want
of the teachers.
We fought
because we had 9 kids. We homeschooled the last several, but we over 30 years, or 20 years difference between the oldest and the youngest. So we literally got to watch a huge downgrade in how the schools were being handled, and for years we went that route, going to the school board meetings. The problem is systemic from the top down. That I agree with you, the teachers, but they're powerless to fight the system at this point.
I disagree with that. You're never powerless.
My last point, and then I'm going to hang up, is that my wife had a fantastic job. She was making just under $50,000 a year. Okay? But when we sat down and actually ran the numbers of cost associated with both parents working. And at that time, our youngest was not in school. She was daycare. When we ran all the cost of daycare, gas, extra food, clothes for my wife.
Okay.
Get to the point, Mark.
Far upside down for my wife to stop and then actually homeschool.
We really
didn't lose that much money.
What I'm saying is that you're not powerless. I don't like that attitude. We're all empowered to do whatever we want as long as we stand up for what's right. And that's what the founders said back in the day. They stood up against the English army, which was the most powerful army in the world. They weren't powerless. We are all empowered, and we need to get that attitude back that we can do and solve these problems.
And we're at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for the second half and stay on the line, Opal. We will get you on the other side of the main break. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
As he carries me home to the Moloch in time.
news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump says he considered but then rejected the idea of a quarantine for residents of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut amidst the coronavirus outbreak there. However, he later announced in a late Saturday tweet a travel advisory was the way he would go. It urges residents of the states to avoid all but essential travel for 14 days. Correspondent Bob Agnew says with the national health crisis looming in the background, there's never been more talk about prayer and faith on Capitol Hill.
Senate Chaplain Harry Black says during this time of national crisis,
we lift up our hearts in prayer because we trust in you.
Republican Senator James Lankford agrees. He took a few moments during the Phase 3 stimulus bill debate to quote from Psalm 121.
Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
Lankford reminding his colleagues not to trust in government, not even in massive stimulus bills. By New Capitol Hill.
The owner of the NBA's New York Knicks has contracted the coronavirus, a report from correspondent Tom Merriam.
James Dolan, the owner of the New York Knicks and Rangers and executive chairman of Madison Square Garden Company, has tested positive for the coronavirus. Dolan is the first U.S. major pro sports owner known to have tested positive for the virus. His diagnosis was announced by the Knicks Saturday night, though they did not say when he was tested or when he received the results. The Knicks said that Dolan is in self-isolation and is, quote, experiencing little to no symptoms, adding that he's continuing to oversee business operations for the Garden and its teams. I'm Tom Merriam.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's wife says she has recovered from the coronavirus. Sophie Gregoire Trudeau says in a Saturday statement on social media, she is feeling better and has been cleared by her doctor at Ottawa Public Health. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's time to stand with Israel. Sebastian Gorka here, inviting you to register for a life-changing trip to Israel, December 2nd to 11th. Join me, my friend Mike Lindell, and hundreds of patriots on the Stand with Israel tour, a journey to the Holy Land to get first-hand insights into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Register today at sebgorka.com. On the Stand with Israel tour, history, culture, and faith will converge right before your eyes in a truly remarkable country. I'll take you behind the scenes to explore over 40 iconic sites during an all-inclusive 10-day tour this December. We'll pray at the ancient Western Wall, sail the picturesque Sea of Galilee, float on the Dead Sea, explore modern Tel Aviv, and much more. Best of all, we'll be together with like-minded supporters of the Nation of Israel. Reserve your spot today and travel with me on the Stand with Israel tour. Visit sebgorka.com and click on the Israel banner. That's sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com.
South Korea says North Korea launched another pair of missiles this weekend.
South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says it detected two projectiles launched from the North Korean eastern coastal city of Wonsan flying into the waters between the Korean Peninsula and Japan Sunday morning. The statement says the launches were, quote, very inappropriate because they occurred while the world's grappling with the coronavirus outbreak. North Korea has fired a slew of missiles and artillery shells in an apparent effort to upgrade its military capability amid deadlocked nuclear talks with the United States. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Officials in Arkansas say a tornado ripped through northeast portions of the state, hurt three people in the college town of Jonesboro this weekend. Local media coverage showed missing walls from buildings and roofs ripped away. Jonesboro's 911 director tells the Arkansas Democrat Gazette three people that were hurt were hospitalized. First responders are searching the scene. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge has ordered an environmental review of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to conduct the review nearly 3 years after it began carrying oil. Boasberg wrote that the easement approval for the pipeline remains highly controversial under federal environmental law, and a more extensive review is necessary than the environmental assessment that was done. The judge asked both sides to file briefs on whether the pipeline should continue to operate while this review is being carried out. John Scott reporting.
Today is Sunday, March the 29th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday today, including former British Prime Minister Sir John Major. He is 77 years old. International Gymnastics Hall of Famer Kurt Thomas turned 64 today.
Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, the Democrat from Nevada, has 56 candles on her cake. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Second hour of Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. And I guess we've got a caller on the line, Opal.
We do. We've got Opal. Good morning, Opal. Are you there, Opal?
Yes.
You got a question or comment for us?
Yeah.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
I would like you guys to explain it.
Go ahead. We can't hear you.
Opal?
Well, I guess we're going to have to move on.
Opal, call back, and we'll put you on the air right away. Give us a call back. I'm not sure what happened, but give us a call.
All right, so what we want to do is let's go into this Executive Department State of California order for N-33-20 that was proclaimed on March 4th of 2020. As the governor has declared a state of emergency to exist in California as a result of the threat of the COVID-19. And so with that said, Rich over here, you've got your take on this, I'm assuming, and I want to hear what you have to say, and then we'll talk about it.
So last hour we talked correction on Jefferson this morning. We talked about some of the laws that allow the governor to the state health department to take over the county health departments. We talked about how the state attorney general can take over the sheriff if they don't think the laws are being enforced. Does that sound like a king to anybody?
Pretty close. I understand the governor needs to have some power, but and even though we disagree with him politically, you know, and there is a health emergency, can he do this? I think by law he can. But only if it's for the benefit of the people, not for some ulterior motive. And that's what I think we're all afraid of, is there's an ulterior motive here of shutting down the economy and causing a bigger effect than would normally happen, and probably directed towards Trump, trying to, you know, not win re-election. And so, I mean, that could be it. It could be. Does anybody but me think that this could be a communist takeover, or am I just out there in la-la land?
Well, you know, Madison said the greatest power on earth is to control government. And the deal is that, you know, and we talked about the school system, so, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, why would the government teach it in our schools how to control it? Why would they do that?
Well, why would our government have contracts with communist China that's run by the or communist companies that are run by the communist party in China to that have products that spy on us through their technology and have that a part of their investment program in CalPERS just because it was a good investment?
Did anybody hear about South Korea, how they did not shut down their economy? And Seoul, South Korea, the largest city, approximately 20 million, I believe. The country of South Korea has about 50 million. They didn't shut down their economy. They did targeted quarantine, targeted self-regulation, targeted self-everything, and they're doing great.
Well, and then what about this out? You know, the governor of Nevada outlaws chloroquine, Chloroquil.
That they use for malaria.
For malaria, saying you can't use it. And now I'm getting report after report saying it's 100% cure rate on anybody that they've run through it. And by a doctor that's done at least 400 test cases in France, I believe it is.
Is the governor of Nevada a Republican?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, but still, how can he do that? Because, with the welfare of the people. I'm just saying.
You remember Mel Brooks and, the History of the World. History of the World, Part 1 and 2. It's good to be the king.
What?
I mean, that's really what we're talking about. Like, anybody who's sitting in the throne thinks that it's good because they're in charge. And they always think that they're smarter than everybody else.
Well, that's been the whole issue, even locally. I mean, you stop and think about it. Measure A, and you know, I'm not trying to rub people's noses in that, but in Measure A, there was hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on advertising, spent on signs. There was a sign on every corner in Shasta County, all this stuff, and the people still defeated that. The people still did it with a grassroots effort and very little money.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And even the people that endorsed it, every single supervisor endorsed that. What would happen if that would have passed now in the economic situation we're in? I mean, you stop and think about the fact that the people don't have the power. In their minds, they think they don't have the power. Mark Kent is absolutely right. People have the power. We can do this stuff. We need to go ahead and start turning this whole thing around. As Mark has said,
we just need audience participation.
We need audience participation. Mark, you called in. That was a great call. So what say you, sir? If you have – those are great opinions and you're making a lot of great points. Okay, why don't you formulate some of your people? How about your nine kids' friends' parents?
Right.
Okay, how about you formulate them and you do something?
There's only one time in there's only one – reason for you to be powerless, and that's when you're dead
and you don't do something.
That's it.
Because that's
a choice. You can either sit there and take it,
right,
whether you're a teacher, a sheriff, or a public official, because you're afraid to not go along with the program, the peer pressure is too much, or you can stand up and not comply with the law and organize and do other things to stop complying with
now
the law.
Now, here's something else.
Get people to help you.
This is really important. I don't remember the name of the axe, but Mark Baird told me the name of what it was called. You might remember this. Mm. But during the Revolution, just at the very beginnings of the Revolutionary War, just before it really started, they did the same thing to us. Why do you think that they don't want more than 10 people in one spot? Wait a second here.
Yeah.
Because don't we have the right to assemble?
Talking to each other.
Because we might start talking to each other. See, and that was something that was done. I don't remember what the name of those acts were. If somebody has that, maybe can look that up. But Mark Baird did tell me what the name of that was.
Oh, I know. You're not talking about prior to the Stamp Act is what you're talking
prior
about.
Prior to the Stamp Act. This was an act to keep people in groups of just 10. It was when the regulators were causing a lot of problems in the Carolinas.
Because they're and afraid of the people.
They were afraid of the people. And so that's the thing. So right now, you know, well, you can't have that many people meet together or be in an area. Well, I guess out at Whiskey Town, they had several hundred people. They just were, you know, maybe we could all have megaphones, you know, and talk to each other. But the point is that really and truly this just rubs me raw.
Well, I just have one thing to say about you saying for people to stand up and everything. A lot of people, like your teachers and stuff, in their defense, they're looking at the money piece. They are afraid of standing up.
Of losing their
money to help sustain their own family.
Right.
I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm just saying there's a lot of people that are in that playing field that
liberty and freedom take sacrifice.
Yeah, that they have to sacrifice something. Nothing's for free.
Well, that's it. And you don't want to, you know, sacrifice your way of life. But, you know, you look at what happened in the colonies. These guys sacrificed everything. Their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. Yeah, I mean, at some point in time.
Yes.
Because why would they do that? And I always ask the question, why would they do that? Why would they sacrifice everything to stand up to this? Because they knew that slavery was worse.
I've got a suggestion, Sue. We need to have something. Maybe you can ask Carl this, but when there's people out here and you want us to go to a break and we're not paying attention like we should be, there has to be something like a flashlight, maybe a siren.
Oh,
it's yellow and it's on the wall, but nobody looks at it. So I've tried to remind people, but nobody seems to remember it.
Where's it at?
So, it's behind me.
Over there.
I never see it. I would see that.
Yeah.
I might have to bring a shovel because when you flash
that orange, have two colors.
When you flash that orange light, it makes me think I'm a Caltrans worker.
I'm juggling right now, doing the best I can with what I got. We're getting ready to go into a break, so whenever you guys want to wrap it up, let me know.
Okay, so why
don't we go into the break now?
I've got the Navigation Act, the Molasses Act, the Currency Act, the Sugar Act, the Stamp Act, the Quartering Act, the Declaratory Act. Can't say that right for some reason. Townsend Act, the T Act, and the Coercive and Intolerable Acts Act. Go ahead, go to
Act. Well, we got to wait because Sue is actually on the phone.
She is.
She is multitasking. She is multitasking. Time in there, so let's just.
So you guys got to hang on there, Bob. We'll get to you and whoever
else is on
the line
here. Yeah, we will get
to
the callers.
Can I add on to the Freedom Association that they were just talking about in here? So with the City of Reading Chief Police did about. Businesses reporting businesses, okay, that's bad enough.
Right.
On the other side of the country, neighbors are reporting neighbors. They're reporting kids playing in soccer fields that are not keeping their 6-foot distance. If we don't fight this local thing happening now, it's going to get worse.
Divide and conquer.
Wow. That's horrible.
Divide and conquer. That's
shame on them.
And when we talk about the slavery aspect of everything, too, are we ready to go to the break yet?
Yep.
Let's go to the break. We'll talk about slavery.
All right. Hang on, Bob, and we'll get you on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of years without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my I have wandered through this world, and as each moment has unfurled, I've been waiting to awaken from these dreams. People go just where they will. I never noticed them until I got this feeling that it's later than it seems.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
It's been a hard...
Hard Day's Night, all right, for quite a while. Like a, you know, good night's sleep would go a long way these days, it seems like.
Good luck with that one.
Yeah, I'm not even sure what that's like anymore.
So somebody reported somebody on a soccer field playing soccer?
Yeah, it was East Coast somewhere this week. This week has been crazy across the states, folks, regarding these issues, the virus, the shelter in places, et cetera. It's been through the roof. And I forgot where I heard it from. One of my very trusted alternative media sources said that a neighbor called on another neighbor's kids.
Wow.
Two of them that were playing outdoors, but they were not maintaining their 6-foot distance. And the cops actually showed up.
Are you kidding? Yeah. The cops showed up?
They got time for that. Who was that?
They got time for that.
Oh, my gosh.
Who was that?
That isn't local, is it?
No, East Coast.
So make
who
sure
does that? Mrs. Kravitz? I mean,
that's nuts.
I don't know.
I guess we got Bob and Dick on the line, huh?
Okay, yeah, before we go there, but they'll let inmates out that are on death row.
Right.
Out into the public.
What could go
wrong?
Yeah,
what's wrong with this
picture?
What could
go wrong?
All right, I believe it's Bob that we go to first. Dick? Bob first? Good morning, Bob.
Yeah, we're here yet. Yeah. You know, something, you guys were talking about communism and everything and stuff like that here in the state of California. Well, you know, you got to go back to 1945 with our governor, Edmund G. Pat Brown. Because he was getting involved in a lot of stuff with communist China way back in 1945. And just about every governor since then has done something with communist China. And our government, I've been working since the 50s. And the thing is our government thought that it would be better for America to send everything overseas in different places in the world instead of doing it here because it could be done cheaper. But by being done cheaper, it takes them 3 or 4 times to get the product made where it would take 1 time here in America. But we cost too much money because we make too much per hour compared to other countries.
Well, was that?
China, what did they give you, 50 cents a day?
Hey, Bob, it was that and the corporate tax. What happened is we had a 35% corporate tax, and when you went overseas, it was about 3%. So you've got to, you know.
Slave labor's cheap.
And slave labor's cheap. Yeah. And so that's what happened. But a lot of that had to do with the rising of corporate taxes. And the rising on, and I'm not saying that you're what you're saying is spot on, but the point is that it doesn't equivocate to that. I know that the ratio a lot of times between something bought in America, made in America, and something bought in China and made in China can be as much as 10 to 1. And remember, all the stuff we make in the United States right now, a lot of the machinery is made where? China. Okay, so the deal is, as somebody said last night, it was a pretty good, I think it was Tucker Carlson I was watching, and the fellow that was talking about that, he said, here's the deal, we gotta be nice to them now, because they're just so invested in our economy, we gotta be nice to them for now. And with a smile,
well,
but for now.
Medicine today because our medications are made over there.
That's right.
In Africa and different places now that don't want to trade with us.
Well,
we could even get our help for our elderly and sick to get them away from this virus.
Well, what this goes back to is the Clintons, and it started with Nixon and the trade agreements with China, and that's what this all was about, was to get our manufacturing offshore, to make their one world government, and everybody is interdependent. The problem is that if you put all your manufacturing and your essential goods in the hands of your enemies then can use that in a economic warfare or regular warfare against you, and you're subject to that. That's why Trump's been trying to bring all the manufacturing back, is because we got to get to the point where we're self-reliant and not dependent on our enemies for medical or manufacturing or tanks or whatever
it
happens to be.
And he has started that with the oil.
So that was the trade agreements and that, you know, rescinding all those trade agreements. And Hillary Clinton and Mr. Bill was deeply right in the heart of that crap. And do you think that the Clinton Foundation was taking any bribes back then?
Oh, never! They would never do a thing like that, would they?
Yeah, they're. I mean, they don't worship Satan or anything, do they?
I got one more thing to let you guys know that happened here just about a week ago to one of our restaurants or delis. The employees there were wearing Trump hats or MAGA hats, and there's a lady who came in and saw that, and she had such a fit. She got on her phone on Facebook and all these different things that you can get on and told people not to go to this place to eat because they are Trump supporters.
Good riddance.
To me, they ought to be able to sue this person.
Good riddance. Who cares?
Because this is ridiculous.
Well, who cares? Because these people, that's what they do. They're outraged about everything. You know something? You know, that's why we're in the shape we're in, is because we listen to these guys. Who cares?
Yep.
You know, they can just go straight to wherever, you know. We got to go, Bob, though. We got another client.
Another caller. Not a client. We got a caller.
Got another patient.
Good morning, Dick.
Hey, good morning, Lynn and Terry and Mark. Anyway, I'm calling again about this gun safe tickets for Northern California Veterans Support Group and remind people, anybody who bought a ticket from me or who attended the gun show a couple weeks ago at the Holiday Inn, that the sales are just about come to a halt because of this virus business. And I can't go out door to door knocking. I might get arrested by the virus Gestapos and put in jail. So
yeah, your
the
neighbor
only way I can sell tickets for this gun safe, it's a 40 gun safe, cannon safe. We purchased at a Tractor Supply. It retails about $800. But if you mail the check to me, to NCVSC, make the check. Don't make out the check to me, or give me a call and just mail a check, and I'll take a picture of it and email it to you, or scan it and send the check. Send the stuff back to you by snail mail. But anyway, my phone number is local 246-9131. Anyway, we have lots of gun safe tickets left. But it seems like we're not going to get rolling again until this virus thing is over. So if you purchase tickets before, you're going to have to be patient because we have a lot of tickets that haven't been sold.
All right.
So anyway.
Thanks, Dick.
Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Hey, we'll see you soon. All right. Very good. Let's get back to on track here a little bit. We got 2 minutes to the break, but let's open the segment a little bit with the letter that you wrote to the city council, Rich, and talk about that a little bit about, you know, and have you got a response? And this went to every one of the members of the city council, I'm assuming.
Well, I sent it last night to all their email addresses, of course, with this coronavirus sheltering. Who knows if they're working from home, what kind of meetings they're doing, if any, conference calls, I don't know. So
go ahead and read it.
I hope to hear – well, it's kind of long.
That's okay. Go ahead.
It's not that long.
It's not that long. Go ahead and read it.
I find the policy of the Reading Police Department, which is encouraging the people of the city to report any open business that is non-essential, to be grossly tyrannical and is antithetical to the founding principles of the United States. Chiefly, it is a violation of the First Amendment recognized, remember that, natural rights of freedom of assembly and freedom of association. This current quote state of emergency is so overhyped and exaggerated that the uninformed people in the city, unfortunately, are too quick to acquiesce their rights. That means giving them up. However, there are a great many of us that are educated and informed. We reject any attempt at our local law enforcement and health department's attempt at using such a time to restrict its citizens' ability to earn a living as a free society is entitled to. It is not any government official's lawful purview to tell any lawful business in a capitalist economy when it can and cannot function. And I'm sure there's some points that can be argued there. I don't know if the council had any input or part in this, but it is time for the council to issue immediate orders to the Reading Police Chief that he rescind the announcement concerning reporting non-essential businesses and issue a public apology to include a statement recognizing that he overstepped his bounds. I am tired of public officials using the excuse of, quote, I am only doing what I'm ordered to, or, quote, I'm only following laws or regulations, unquote. That is a cop-out, no pun intended, and we will not stand for decisions made by our local officials which infringe on the already greatly diminished rights of the people of the city of Reading and the state of California. There are lawsuits being compiled now, this is nationwide, that will challenge the shelter in place, non-essential business, First Amendment, and also Second Amendment, by the way, of the current COVID-19 outbreak, unless you want to be named as a defendant in an expensive nationwide class action suit. I suggest you heed this letter, heed, that's an executive order, in the most serious and immediate manner. Also, we voters will remember what your response is during election season or during any potential recalls that may arise. Our country is being tested in one of the most critical times in its history. Let us come out of this virus outbreak with our rights intact. That's it.
Well, I'll tell you, too, what this makes me think is this is a test run because, you know, we just had a stimulus package that was passed, and we're talking about QE to infinity and beyond. And, you know, they got $2 trillion going into that and then another $5 trillion on top of that. They've just basically said there's no cap to it. Is there going to be a financial emergency that would come along? And at that point in time, have they established the fact that, you know, you'll do what you're told, and if the orders come down on high, no matter what's said, you'll do it? No assembly, no this, no that, not getting involved with your community, and sheltering in place at home because you can't get your bank account open and there's no stores open because everything is folded. I mean, is that where we're headed?
Mm. Absolutely.
I don't know. Mm. Maybe.
A thought to ponder.
We shall see.
I guess we better go to a break. I think Sue's ready for us in there. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567.
You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh, promise not to tell. Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, I'm Dan Flynn. I'm the presiding judge at the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is now accepting applications from those people who wish to serve on the grand jury. To apply and to get additional information, please go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
That's right. Now is your chance to apply. The Shasta County Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. Visit our website for more information.
Please apply now.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online at AM 1460. This is Sue McLean. I'm also the news director here at KCNR, letting you know that right now we do have officials working on our lines. This could affect our FM signal. It could affect our streaming and our AM signal. So right now we do have our providers working on the lines. You may run into a few moments of silence. We appreciate that you're staying tuned. And once again, we are desperately working on this issue for you. Thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM online and AM 1460. Now back to our show.
Love is but a song sing. Fears we will die. You can make mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love.
Radio. Yeah, we need to get it together. That's a fact.
Okay.
Before we go there, I want to just touch on this real quick.
Oh, I think we gotta, I think we got to do a little more than just touch on it. I love that.
Well,
I mean, maybe get through this stuff and then go to that, because that's important stuff, I think. That you
I'm just going to throw it out there real quick and then just move on, because and then people can think about this.
Okay.
You know, what I'm reading right now is that the federal government, the Fed, Federal Reserve, is now in conjunction with the Treasury. They're just supposed to buy Treasury bonds and so forth. What they're doing now with this quantitative easing is they are not just bailing everything out. They are buying huge swaths of the businesses in America and nationalizing them. That's what this is all about. This trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars are buying up our country.
Wow.
And this, of the financial markets. So they're bailing everything out, but they're also nationalizing
it.
And they own it.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody realizes what that is.
Oh, man.
That's called socialism.
Yes.
Absolutely. And who are the federal government?
Well, this is the Fed. This is,
what I'm getting to, does that involve our president? I mean, when you say the Fed.
The government. Is nationalizing these financial markets. The Fed is buying the money to do it. BlackRock will be doing the trades. Okay? And it says the scheme essentially merges the Fed and the Treasury into one operation. So meet your new Fed chairman, Donald J. Trump.
Wow.
Something to think about.
Something to really think about. Something to
ponder.
Yeah,
so what does that mean?
What does that mean?
What happens when a Democrat gets in office?
Well, it says in 2008, when something similar was done on a smaller scale, since few understood it, the Bush and Obama administrations ceded total control of those acronym programs to the Fed chairman, then Ben Bernanke. He unwound them through the available opportunities, blah, blah, blah. But now, 12 years later, we have much a better understanding of how they work. And what they're basically saying is Trump is going to be in charge of the Fed, and is he going to – I mean, if that doesn't scare the crap out of you, you're stupid. But is he got a plan here? Boy, we better hope so.
You
better keep your fingers crossed.
Anyway, we got guys on the phone here.
All right. I guess do we still have Richard on there? We'll go to Richard. I believe he's the first caller. Good morning, Richard. Are you there, Richard?
Are you there, Richard?
Hello, Richard.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little more.
Yes, you've been talking about how the state jeopardizes somebody's capital investment. So pretty good. But
you're really hard to hear. Are you on? On speakerphone or something?
All right.
You're hard to hear, buddy.
Well, I think he hung up.
Well, you can call back, Richard.
Back. Yeah, if you have line.
Let's go to Nick.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey, I use that hydrochloroquine for rheumatoid arthritis.
Yep.
I called up to get my prescription filled yesterday.
And what they say?
They're not refilling prescriptions. They have put a hold on it to treat the COVID-19. And I said, well, have you had many cases? Nope, they haven't had any, but they can't prescribe it now. Isn't that interesting?
I guess if the government stockpiles and hoards things, that's being prudent. But if we stockpile and hoard things, then we're hoarders
but
and
we
should
can't
be arrested.
We can't be tested.
Well, I'm going to be out in a couple of days, so I don't know what to think of that. You know, one thing that I do suspect is that all your government employees, especially the higher ones, are going to be well taken care of. Hmm. You think they covered their ass instead of ours?
No.
No, never. No.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So do you think this is a trial run, Mark, or is this the
deal? I believe that this is a trial run for the real deal, which is the economic collapse, which is coming at a fast rate. I mean, just think about it. They just bailed out with the biggest bailout package in the history of this country on Friday, and we still went and dropped 900 points.
Yes, and we're going to send out the population, too. I'm going to leave you with this. I got on a video that, well, it's citizensfreepress.com, and they showed a video in Costa Rica, and the cops came out and jerked a guy that was surfing by himself off the beach and actually shot at him as he was running off.
Wow.
The beach is deserted and everything, so, you know, boy, this is pretty serious for some people. I don't know what to think. I think they're downplaying it for us so they can thin us out to the max.
Well, we'll get into the CCW permit situation that I just found out about.
Let's do it now because we're going to run out of time.
I'm suspending it right now. No more CCWs needed.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks
here's
for calling.
Here it is in a nutshell, and then we'll get to you, Richard, because we've got to be quick here. But here it is in a nutshell. Okay, the CCW situation as it is in Shasta County, they are not issuing any more new CCWs. You cannot get a new CCW. Now, I talked to someone at the sheriff's office the other day, the person, quote, who's handling that. His response was, well, you know, when we do CCWs, a lot of it is the fact that we have to fingerprint, so we don't want to have that close quarters because we don't want our people who are working here because of the COVID virus, the coronavirus, be in a position to where they're going to get something. And so I said, okay, well then what about the jail? Does that mean you're not bringing people into jail because the people are you're not fingerprinting them? Is that what you're doing? Well, no, we are. And I said, well, wouldn't the danger be the same? Number one, I said, number two,
I call BS.
Well, it gets better. And so I said, not only that, but I said, you know, as far as the CCW situation goes, he goes, well, it's a privilege anyway. And I said, well, yeah, it's a privilege. And I had gotten his name and stuff, and he said, he goes, well, you know, who am I talking to? I go, well, that's really none of your business, basically, because you're the public servant here. I'm calling in here to try to get some information. You need to give me that information, and I'm going to have it, and we're going to do a report on it, and not just one. So he said, well, you know, the thing is, we're just trying to do this for safety. I said, yeah, that's fine, except for now, if you don't issue a 26150B2 open carry permit, and you don't issue a CCW permit, then how do people have their Second Amendment rights?
How about if they just wear their guns and be done with it like it was
supposed to be? Now, that's one. Okay, so that's Shasta County. However, Shasta County, according to what they said, if you go and fill out your paperwork, you drop off your paperwork, then when you come back, you give them a check, and you're done. That's what they're saying.
That's what I was told.
Right.
Now,
Siskiyou County, this is really important, because Siskiyou County suspended everything.
Yep.
They initially suspended everything. They suspended suspended everything. You couldn't get a new one. You couldn't get a renewal. But now, in Siskiyou County, the renewals are automatic. So, in other words, they don't collect the $64. They're just extending everybody who has a permit, a CCW permit, an extra 90 days, kind of like what the IRS did with tax returns, and the sheriff just did that. So the only difference is that Shasta County's collecting their $64 per person, and Siskiyou County is not.
Well, you know, if we went by stats that actually matter and facts, they should be issuing more CCWs to protect the public from all of the people that are out there running around because of the economic problems and the virus problems and the homelessness and so forth. So the fact that they're doing this, how is that in the interest of the public to limit those in the first place?
I guess Richard's gone.
Well, we only got about 15 minutes, I guess.
Well, it's not in their interest. They just want you to lie.
We want to talk about the National Guard next, okay? We don't want to raise any alarms out there, but the British are coming.
So I'm not going to repeat everything I said last week on this show, but there's a little new information on the National Guard. I said last week it's going to be renamed. California National Guard is going to be renamed. The bill is in committee right now. It will pass, okay? Everything that the legislator puts on the table, it just passes, right? They do what they want there in Sacramento.
Well, they got a super majority of legislators that actually got voted in through fraud because of voter harvesting.
Yep. So they want to change the name to State Guard.
Mm.
Now, I mentioned this last week. Guard. Okay, so everybody knows who the National Guard is.
Uh-huh.
The California State Military Reserve, nobody knows who that is. Okay, so if they start running around, rename the State Guard, I don't know what the nameplate's going to say. My guess, it'll say Cal Guard. California likes to put Cal in front of everything. So that's my guess. It'll say Cal Guard. But the majority of the uninformed public is going to see Guard, and they're going to assume National Guard. And remember the difference between the two, the California State Militia, which is soon to be called the State Guard, is only controlled by the governor. The president has no control over them. So when they show up at your door or they show up on the streets, only the governor is controlling them. Do you trust your governor?
Do you think we're stacking up for a civil war here? Does that sound like a civil war?
Well, I think there's things we can do, and we're going to be working on that, and we will be having more information on that in the upcoming next couple of weeks on Jefferson State of Mind. There is some things we can still do. In other words, we talked last week, Mark and I talked about sedition and insurrection. Do we have proof of that? Well, we're going to talk about that next week. We're also going to be talking about the laws that have been broken and where we do have some sort of recourse. Now, hey, to me, I don't know about you guys in here or you guys out there, I'm tired of court cases. I'm tired of being in a position where we have to go to court because the state of California does something that's illegal. I think that we need to have the Attorney General of the United States of America come in and take care of these guys. That's what I think.
I am in agreement with you as far as this, you know, because this whole thing rests on, I mean, these guys just bend and twist the law to whatever they want it to be for their own ends. That's really what's going on here. I mean, they don't care about your rights. They don't care about us people out here. What they care about is power, and they care about control, and they care about money. And I'm not sure that that's the proper order that they care about either. I think it probably starts with money before it gets to anything else. But I'm not sure if it's power and control and money, or control, power, and money, or whatever you want to say. But at the same time, do these guys have our best interest in mind? I don't think so. And I think it's pretty apparent. And I guess we got to go to a break, though.
I guess we are going to a break. Take it away, Sue.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Watch out.
Linda Ronstadt there. Gotta kind of like that. Boy, I was looking at some of those old pictures of Linda back in the day. And
you
holy
think?
Moly.
Holy moly.
Yeah, but there was something a little wrong there.
Well, I...
we didn't care.
I guess
I'm just saying.
I guess she was sleeping sort of like, with our communist government.
Yeah, I mean, she looks like there might have been a problem.
Well, you know, she kind of looked... My mic's off.
Yeah, hey.
Our mic's
hey.
Off.
Oh, there it is.
There it is. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, she kind of looked like that girl that maybe, you know, if you met her at a party, you'd be afraid that you might catch something, but you wouldn't care.
So.
Well, it's kind of like Jane Fonda.
No.
She looks good, but... Anyway, let's talk about the National Guard here again. I mean,
I think we got another phone call. I hope it's not Richard again. Poor Richard, he'd be like
Richard.
We got Jake.
Jake.
Good morning, Jake.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just giving you a little report from down south here in San Diego City. They put cops on motorcycles on the boardwalk on Monday and kicked 250 surfers out of the water with using, I don't know if they're police boats or lifeguard boats, but then began patrolling and kicking everyone off of every beach, boardwalk, you name it, and threatening $1,000 fines or arrests, even though they are
further than 6 feet apart.
They're letting people out of jail for violent criminals out of jail,
right.
But they're threatening surfers to take them to jail for surfing.
Well, this is where we go to the blind allegiance of our public officials and the law enforcement. These guys are just turning into Nazis across the board, and not all of them, I'm sure. But at the same time, you just blindly follow whatever the governor says, no matter what. That's insanity.
Is that statism?
Yeah, that's what I said to the two cops. There was two cops, Ponch and John. There was a Hispanic one and a white one. There was the Hispanic guy really seemed to be enjoying himself. I mean, it was disgusting. But the other guy seemed very reluctant and very uncomfortable with his role. And I said to him, I said, this is very much like, seems very World War II Germany style here. I said, what the hell is going on here?
Have you got a pen, Jake? Have you got a pen?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I want you to write this down. United States Code, Title 18, Code 242. United States Code, Title 18, Code 242. It's about a paragraph. You use that.
Okay.
If you feel that your constitutional rights are being violated, or if some police officer or anybody else, any state official, you use that. Okay? You also make sure that you're telling them, hey, I have my camera on. Okay?
Right.
Now, they don't have to be recorded. They can walk away. But the point is that, you know, people have to get educated on what's going on and what rights we do have. I mean, okay, maybe they think, I mean, for one thing, if they're further than 6 feet apart, how does that work?
Yeah, how's that
or
a public
how's
safety,
that a public safety issue?
Yep.
Right.
I keep
and people are like 50 feet apart.
Exactly.
I have a business card in my wallet with that very code on it, so that if I need to pull it out at any time, it's there with me.
And what does it actually say?
It actually says, whoever under the color of any law, statute, ordinance, or regulation unlawfully or willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, district, or possession to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or the laws of the United States shall be fined or imprisonment prison not more than 1 year or both. And if bodily injury results from the acts committed in the violation of this section or any other acts included the use, attempted use, or threatening use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title and imprisoned not more than 10 years or both.
That's right. So what it's saying is that just because somebody's a police officer, they can't stop you from a constitutional right. You know, that's the thing. They cannot stop you from that.
That's why they all declare these emergencies. That's why they suspends the Constitution.
Well, the deal is that we already know from Mark Muser, he was the Republican who ran against Padilla for Secretary of State in the last election. And he specifically states that a lot of this stuff just doesn't hold water. And frankly, a lot of the compliance of some of your local officials, local police, local fire, well, not fire, but local police, sheriff's department, et cetera, a lot of this stuff that's happening is stuff that they're complying with, something that's basically illegal, number one. Number two, when you start talking about the compliance of the sheriff's department, the sheriff's department here in Shasta County has a different take than from what we've read with the police department. It has a different take on stuff. The sheriff's department has been a little more flexible, whereas the police now have this thing to where you spy on your neighbor. I mean, believe me, that we are. This is just at the beginning of this thing, but people need to be outraged on this thing.
Very good. Well, we're almost at the end of the show here, so we got to let you know.
Thanks for calling in, Jake. We appreciate it.
We got about 3 minutes left. Any closing thoughts from anybody at this point?
Get active.
Yeah. I guess that's the rule of the day.
Yeah, and hang together. You know, that's the thing, too. I mean, you need to be talking to your neighbors. You need to be talking to your friends.
There's a million ways to do that now. I mean, there's a million ways to do that. You don't have to be in front of them to do it. With social media and all these different platforms, Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and MySpace, and it goes on and on and on and on. There's so many of them that you can create. In fact, I have trouble getting away from any of these media outlets because it's constant. There's a ding, a ding, a boom, a ding, a don't.
So teach your children that and get them away from playing the games, and maybe they can get some education out of these devices instead of being a couch potato.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying, make them educational. If we're going to use them, make it educational.
Now, next week on Jefferson State of Mind, and of course, Sovereign Minds is always there, we're going to be talking about solutions to this thing and what are some of the things that we can do to fight back against the government that are not only lawful but basically peaceful. And so there's some things we're going to be talking about where a lot of it's in the works right now in several counties. And, you know, the deal is that it is up to us. Again, representation, the protection of the Second Amendment, and when we do have smaller apportionments of people in areas that are our representatives, they need to have the opportunity to represent people in a smaller number of people, not one senator for every million, one assembly for every 500,000, more like 10,000 and 5,000. Point being, if there's a better plan than Jefferson, we'd like to hear it, because there isn't. The only way you can apportionment representation towards adequate is in smaller apportionment districts. And the way you do that is smaller states.
Well, and that's how you control your government. Your local guys have to be accountable to their people that are, voting for them on a smaller scale. You can't have one guy accountable to, 5 million people
right.
And expect him to be responsive.
Be responsive. Yeah, you're right, Mark. And Madison said the greatest power on earth is to control government. Time has really come.
That's why for 51, obviously, but that's why we need to start participating in our experiment of self-government. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. Those who don't know the truth are ignorant, but those who know the truth and say nothing are evil. You were born original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Have a great week, everybody.